Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping it 100, 100, 100, 100, not 99, not 98, not 75. We talking about all the way 100, keeping it all the way real, keeping it all the way live. Oh, man, starting off with Bun B in the house, man, to start off with a bad intro. That's a bad mother, you know what. Yes, sir. Coach of Freedom in the house once again, y'all, on a Thursday night. Coming in on a Thursday, which is February the 9th, 2012. Scooting along right on in the year, y'all. Scooting along right on up in here. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Tonight's episode is entitled The Black CFR, Keeping It 100, y'all. That's how we do it right here. Wouldn't have it no other way. Can't be fake, can't be phony, can't perpetrate a fraud, you know what I mean? Yeah, y'all, we got to keep it 100 on whatever we do. You know what I'm saying? We bring information to you. We got to bring it 100 straight from the hip, straight from the dome, straight from the heart. We like to also keep it raw and uncut when we're presenting any information that we bring to you. Yeah, y'all know how we do it on Coach of Freedom Radio. Ain't no front, ain't no faking over here. Not on this station, it ain't. Nah, we can't have it like that, y'all. Peace to the family, peace to the family, y'all. As always, we're delighted to have you right here with us on Coach of Freedom Radio. And we also would like for you to join us over on our official website. That is culturefreedomradio.webs.com. One more time, y'all. That is culturefreedomradio.webs.com, the official homepage for Coach of Freedom Radio. And also, y'all can link up with us over on Twitter. Look us up over there on Twitter at Coach of Freedom on Twitter. And you can also hook up with us over there on Facebook at Coach of Freedom Radio, or just Coach of Freedom on Facebook. Link up with us on Facebook and see what we're going on over on Facebook. And y'all know everybody had to have a Facebook page nowadays so they can spy on you and see what's going on. So even Coach of Freedom got a spy page. But that's what you're doing right here. Y'all, if y'all looking for some good conscious hip-hop music, we say there's no good conscious hip-hop music around anymore. I beg to differ. Y'all, check my brother over there, Larry Lack, over there at Smart Music Entertainment. Man, this, the brother has a, man, phenomenal CD that's out. It's actually a lesson. It's actually like a history book on CD. But it's a musical hip-hop CD. So what I'm saying, y'all, it's a history CD. It's a hip-hop. Damn, let me get my words right. It's actually a hip-hop CD breaking it down. It's history brought to you in hip-hop form. That's what I'm trying to say. Hell, I'm getting tired, Tom. It's a history book brought to you in the hip-hop form. Check the brothers out over there, Smart Music Entertainment. You can check them out at www.smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. One more time, y'all. That is www.smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. The brother was actually over here on Culture Freedom Radio. Man, we had an interview with him, delightful interview. But check that out, y'all. That is, man, I think that's probably one or two of the last great hip-hop CDs that we have out. But we do have some great hip-hop artists that's still out, y'all, dropping consciousness on you. But check those brothers out. But anyway, y'all, let's get into this show. Man, I'm delighted to be back here one more time, y'all. You know, we have to keep it going. We have to keep it crunk. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but hey. That's how the industry go. That's how the business go. We got to keep the job going, y'all. There's life to be saved. There's thoughts to be given out. So we got to be in the house. Oh, man, let me give a special thanks out to my brother in the house, Brother Tony Robinson. Delighted to have you in the chat room with us. Peace to you, brother. Man, always delighted to have you in the house with us, man. Peace. Peace to the guests in the house. Guests. 6718, welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. Man, you know what, we keep it live. And everybody who listening to your various devices, and everybody who will be downloading later, we appreciate y'all for supporting us right here, Culture Freedom Radio. Man, without y'all, this wouldn't be no show. This wouldn't be happening. Culture Freedom wouldn't be what it is today without all of the support and the love that you brothers and sisters give to us. And we shout out to everyone around the world, whether it's in Africa, England, man, New Zealand, Europe, wherever the hell you are. I don't give a damn, you're out in a spacecraft somewhere right now. You listen to Culture Freedom Radio, we appreciate y'all. But let's get back into this show, y'all. Let's get this thing started. Like I said, without any delay, let me bring my brother in the house, because y'all know who this show is always hosted by, none other than your brothers, Brother Eric and Brother Sunray. Without any delay, let me bring my brother in, y'all. Peace to you, Brother Eric. Peace to you, brother.
Peace to you, black man.
Peace.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. to come on the air and shed some light on this madness and keep it 100, like we always do. Spin that hot fire and keeping it real, keeping it real. Don't hold no punches. This ain't no personality worship. This is just facts and truth. Digging through the muck and mire that we've been fed ever since we came out our mama's womb about life, love, knowledge, and the root of happiness. And what all that have to do with going to school every day and sitting in the classroom for 8 hours. Huh? Yeah, I find that somewhat indoctrinational, if that's a word. If it ain't, I just made that motherfucker up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you go, brother.
Yeah, black peace to everybody in existence. Everybody who tries to stay on a virtual conscious basis with the film that we have to swallow and digest on a daily basis. We're keeping it 100 with y'all, like always. Last show we was talking about how some so-called influential leaders want to do away with Black History Month. And we also touched upon how, forgive me for that, from that background noise, my gardener doing his thing. He'll be leaving shortly.
Damn. Hell, I need him over here. Yeah, be honest.
I wish these motherfuckers would get their shit done. But anyway, I'm digressing. The mere fact of the matter is, while these potential black influential people want to do away with black history all of a sudden, while a white man in Arizona, I believe he's a senator, wants to make a holiday for white people. So if everybody can have their own thing or want to achieve their own thing, why would someone even fix their lips to say to do with Black History Month? Now, we know, some Ray, that Black History Month is filled with the same rhetoric every damn year. We know this.
Yes, sir.
If anything, it needs to be upgraded. That's what needs to be done. We need to involve more influential people. There's more movies need to be made. More documentaries need to be made. Because there's people who don't know about all these great black inventors. You know, black people don't know who made the stoplight, the heart transplant, toothpick, washing machine. The list goes on and on. These things need to be expressed, just like the Jews express the Holocaust. Just like everybody else has their day, St. Patrick's Day. The Irish have their day. I can't think of what it's called right now. I just said that, St. Patrick's. But y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Basically, you know, the Mexicans have their day. Cinco de Mayo. Everybody got something. You know what I'm saying? Chinese people got Chinese New Year. You see? Everybody got something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, you want to so-called assimilate with your boule mentality to just write us out of the history. You see? February should be the month where we force people to recognize our history, whether they want to or not. Mind you, it's only played on stations such as PBS and maybe another channel I can't think of right now that's on cable, the History Channel. You get a little bit on the History Channel, but mainly it was PBS, right?
Yes, sir.
Constant footage of Martin Luther King, you know? And people who work within the government structure. You don't get no Marcus Garvey. You don't get no Sojourner Truth. You don't get no Nat Turner. You see? Hmm? Have you noticed every movie, you don't get a movie created for black people to watch pertaining to our history about leaders, potential leaders? You don't get that. You ain't going to get no Marcus Garvey movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They gave you a Shaka Zulu movie, but that was psychologically destructive. But you're not going to get that. You're going to get portrayed as a slave and a jigaboo.
Yes, sir.
So, let me see. Going through this, bro. Let me go back. As people mock us during events such as painting their face black and throwing banana peels on the playing field all over the world and mock us, you mean to tell me you want to do away with our little 28 days? They had Snooki in blackface. Snooki, that white chick from Jersey Shore, she ain't in blackface. Making parodies. Let me look at this. Samurai, you got something you want to say? Because I'm looking for this clip.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, brother, you know, it's like our own people, man, have turned to help cause our own self-destruction, man. Like, you know, if other people are not doing it enough, you know what I'm saying, now we are trying to help erase our own history, man. It's damn straight out ridiculous. And like he was saying, too, brother, you know, we was talking about the other day, even on the show, how we got all these history books. Like I said, I got a lot of college history books and all of this stuff. Not just what they teaching our children in school, but I got the college dictionaries. And everything that college history books. But everything that I'm going through and I'm actually looking at in these different history books, the only thing it tells us about is our people, right, being in America was actually being in slavery. That's it. It don't show anything about how our people actually achieve anything, you know, other than just being in slavery, according to their history books. That's all it showed, that us just being oppressed, being slave to them. So we do have to have a time where we can show forth our own history, because their books don't have it in there. So we can't wait and talk about let the American people, our history, be integrated into American culture. As long as we supposed to have been so-called free here in America, why hadn't our true history been put in these books? So when Maya Angelou and Morgan Freeman saying these things, that it should be a time where we don't have to even have a Black History Month, that it all of our history be integrated into American culture or American history, is not being portrayed there now. None of our history is being put in none of these so-called books where our children can pick it up in school and so forth and read it for themselves. We have to have something where we, like I said, these months like Black History, and it don't have to be a month, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be doing this every day, teaching our children. Because like you said, they just keep reiterating the same so-called leaders, Martin Luther King and Andrew Young, all of these same people, Rosa Parks. They just keep telling us about those same people over and over and over again. Like there wasn't, like you said, but they don't tell about Nat Turner. They don't tell you about them real revolutionaries who were really freeing their people and cutting heads and shit to get our people free. They don't tell you about them. They're not going to talk about those people. Hell no. They don't tell you about Black Moses. What was her name, brother? Harry Tubman. Harry Tubman.
Black Wall Street.
Yes, sir. They don't tell us about Black Wall Street.
Hannibal.
Hell, I didn't know nothing about that, brother. I was an adult, and I was listening to Blog Talk and found out about Black Wall Street. That's a damn shame.
What about Hannibal Freak?
See there? They don't teach you about that. Don't teach us about that. See there? That's just a damn shame, brother. They don't teach us like that. So like I said, we have to be able to educate. That's what they say about educating ourselves, and that is a part about what they all our teachers say about getting knowledge of self. And who's better to teach us the knowledge of ourselves is ourselves. No one, no other group, ethnic group, is going to teach you about your history. They're too busy trying to hide your history. That's what the whole terminology, I know you got to get this clip, brother, but that's what the whole terminology come about when they saying race. That's why they call you a race of people, because everyone is trying to win their way to the top. Everybody is trying to have this competition, who's going to be the number one contender. So, and being the number one contender in this thing, which they want to call humanity, human humanity or whatever, it's human beings, everybody's striving to be that person on top. So along the way, you're going to try to knock somebody down so you can be on top. So, of course, you're going to hide some of their history, make them feel lesser than themselves. Because if you're going to be that top dog, hell yeah, you're going to have to bully some folks along the way. You're going to have to intimidate some people along the way. So that's what they always do. That's what they're doing to us, teaching our people we're nothing but niggas. We're nothing but coons. Now, a lot of our young children, man, don't hear this, us being called coons so much. Now they're growing up in the hip-hop culture, and they're calling themselves goons. Still the same fucking thing. You went from a coon to a goon. See, you still don't have no knowledge of self. So Morgan Freeman and, you know, Maya Angelou, y'all wrong on that one. If you want to wait till America integrated, you'll be dead and gone and left this goddamn planet and be on transition and be on reincarnated and came back. And when you come back, you still won't have this shit right telling you about your history. So just keep on doing your wishful thinking. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. That just bring me the thought to what my wife was telling me a couple of days ago on how she was overheard some of her students calling each other jigaboo.
Damn.
And they didn't even know what the word meant.
Ain't that something?
So they just tossing that word around. Black people calling each other that. And other nationalities calling black people that. So she asked them, do you know what it meant? They don't even know what it means. So the study of black history is relevant.
Yes, sir.
Now, many black people will be taking their significant other out to eat for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got an article on Culture Freedom Radio about the Darden restaurants are to be sued for discrimination. And that company owns, Darden owns Olive Garden. You know, black people be going to Olive Garden, huh, bro?
Yes,
Red
sir.
Lobster. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they filed a lawsuit saying that people of color are often relegated to lower paying back of the house positions as dishwashers and cooks, while white workers were given jobs as bartenders and waiters, where they are paid more. Hmm?
Hmm.
Now, we're going to be frequenting these bad boys next week.
Yes, sir.
What about, why should we get rid of Black History Month when we just unveiling the onion? Got articles coming out talking about, did black Londoners inspire Charles Dickens? We got an article on that. Hmm?
Hmm.
Hmm? And your black history got a lot to do with your health. Hmm? Don't you know the number one killer and cause of disease is stress? Hmm? And when you don't know your history and the lack of history, and you deal with issues concerning yourself as a human being, you stressing out on things that you shouldn't even be stressing out on. Hmm? Stressing because you can't fit your get your words together and talk correctly and enunciate so you can get accepted by white people. Okay? Hmm? We don't need black history? Somebody posted an article, black Americans given longer sentences than white Americans for the same crimes. We don't need black history when we're making history every day?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What the hell is that? Now, these individuals that then got paid off depicting individuals as a part of history, now you want to do away with it. Come on, man. Come on, somebody. What's really going on, man? Ain't that going to hurt her? Hurt her speaking, what do you call it, honorariums and stuff like that throughout the month of February if they want to do away with that?
Yeah. How would she be recognized?
Something else going on. Something else going on. Call-in number is... always 347-850-8030. Press 1 to put your hand up. Let us know you want to chime in. I'm looking for the clip that I had. I had several clips. Go ahead, somebody.
Yeah. And nowadays, like, you know, I know a lot of our people, too. This is what's going on a lot. I'm seeing a lot of this, too. And this is the trick that's being portrayed. Can you hear me good, brother? I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I don't know about breaking up this Skype. But it seemed like when Obama supposedly have gotten into the White House, and there's nothing against it, brother, but since he have seemed to gotten in the White House, it seemed like... a lot of people, when they were saying that we still had to fight for certain rights here in America as Nubian people or so-called African people, it seemed like they, when he made it to the White House, it said they like, our fight is now over. we don't have to fight anymore for these so-called rights anymore because Obama's in the White House. We finally got a black man in the White House. So now all our dreams are fulfilled. That's what it seemed like. Now it seemed like I said, you got like all of these so-called was just all black groups at one particular time. Now they're allowing whites to integrate into their clubs and groups or organizations, I should say, like the Nation of Islam. There's many sets of the Nation of Islam now who are allowing so-called Europeans or whatever, Caucasians, into their organizations. And it's no longer a black liberation movement. The blackness, straight blackness, is gone. Not, I ain't trying to say just because of a militant group, but the straight black liberation movement is gone. And everything, we don't have to fight no more. It's nothing we're supposed to be fighting for anymore, when all the time this fight is still going. Now we want to talk about black, where the black people, the main ones, are talking about, let's not talk about racism no more. We don't have to talk about it, because you've been fooled by the idea by Obama is in the White House. So racism don't exist no more. When you still can turn on the news and see how brothers being just pulled over by the police and snatched out of their cars and being beaten, but police brutality. I posted on the, I don't know, it was one on Facebook somewhere. I don't know if it was my site or whatever, but hell, anyway. It was on the news where a brother was in jail, black brother was in jail, went to jail, and the police just brutally beat this brother for no apparent reason. It was caught on camera. That was in the jail. And there was another article where a brother, he was in a police car, and the police beat this brother down. And, okay, the brother was having, for a matter of fact, this guy was having a diabetic attack. And they beat the man down. And we say we don't have to fight anymore? What the hell is wrong with us? See, we get into these David Copperfield moments where we get caught into the illusion. We get caught into the magic. We get caught into the hype about a lot of things. Man, you still have things you have to fight for. Like they said, brother, when you was just mentioning, brother, about the article about how a black brother or a white brother can, a white man can commit the same crime, but we would get more time than they would. We will probably get 5 years for stealing a goddamn candy bar. That white guy would get a spanking on the hand. He would probably get maybe a year probation. After his year, he probably get it wiped off his record. But we won't get that. We get damn 5 years for that. You remember there was a brother in California when they had this three strikes outlaw, where a guy got life in prison for stealing a damn slice of pizza because that was his third strike. But see, we don't want to talk about this. We don't have anything to fight for anymore just because one person have so-called made it, Obama. Have you made it? When have our police brutalities, have they stopped against black people? I don't see where they just beating down, goddamn it, white men and white women in the streets by the police officers. I don't see that. You know, every now and then you might see it. But on a constant basis, do you see that happening? Do you see them, the thing about stereotyping, pulling black people over? Do you see that happening to white people? They don't go through these same things that you go through. So it doesn't matter that one man is seen to have made it. Like Martin Luther King said, he said he's been to the mountaintop. Hell, we all should be trying to get to the damn mountaintop. Not just one person, but we all should be trying to succeed and make it. So don't get caught up in the illusion about damn Obama is in the White House when shit is still happening to us on a constant basis. Don't be fooled, man. Drop the goddamn Dick Tracy. Drop the magic tricks, man. Drop the magic tricks. Don't get caught up. Take the blinders off your eyes. Don't get caught up with them 3D glasses and seeing what you don't see. Go ahead, my brother.
And speaking of Obama.
Yes, sir.
He dealing with racism.
Yeah.
White supremacy. You got students drawing pictures depicting hunting season for the president. You got students in the South getting a T-shirt, shooting bullet holes in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Huh? Tell
it,
bro.
It's on our site. You got all this crazy stuff that they do and depict us as, and they use us. Nicolas Sarkozy busting in fake black workers during a site visit, a construction site visit, to boost his popularity. I mean, man, it's just, it's crazy. But let's go on to this clip here about this interview this brother did on campus to show you the ignorance that prevails throughout society, so to speak.
I'm at Brigham Young University asking people what they know about Black History Month. What do you know about Black History Month?
The month that Black History started.
Okay, and what month is that?
March.
January.
March or April or something like that.
You know what? I think I forgot.
A month is, what? Isn't it January?
Is it November?
January or February?
February.
Yeah, that's right. It's February, all right? And can you name some Black historical figures?
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther.
Oh, well, obviously we got Martin Luther King Jr. You got Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Okay, what Malcolm X do?
Malcolm X, was he the head of the Black Panthers?
He was part of the movement in the, you know, to get the Black into the schools.
He was like bad.
Do you know any others?
What was the lady on the bus? What was her name?
Rosa
Parks.
And there's Samuel Jackson. Well, he's not a historical figure, but
Will Smith.
Tupac.
I don't know if it's 50 cents. I don't know.
How do you celebrate Black History Month, Will?
I guess I don't. I just watch the commercials that are on TV the whole month.
I have no clue.
Usually what we do is we love our fried chicken and we go with some grape juice.
I listen to lots of Jay-Z.
All right, he listens to a lot of Jay-Z. Is that all year round, though?
No, I don't ever listen to Jay-Z. Oh. I lied.
Do you think most students around here, they go off campus, do they even know a black guy when they see one?
They would, obviously.
So you know a black guy when you see one?
Yeah. Oh.
You know one when you see one?
Right.
So you know one when you see one?
Yeah.
Oh, you know a black guy when you see one?
Yeah.
I recently got back from my mission in Alabama, and obviously places that I was at down there, there was a lot more, I guess you could say, colored people.
So at least you know one when you see one?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, do you think a black guy has an advantage on campus when it comes to dating over a white guy?
Not necessarily.
I don't know. I'd say sometimes depends on the girl, you know, jungle fever.
I can think of some girls that have some jungle fever.
So do you got better game or worse game being here?
I got better game, man. No doubt. No doubt about it.
I think he's on top of the world.
Look at Brandon Davies. He's doing pretty good.
Would you date a black guy?
I already have. Yeah, one of my best friends is black. He has a super awesome afro.
Have you heard the phrase, once you go black, you never go back?
Yes, I have heard that.
What do you think that means?
Could be referring to a lot of things. Possibly an innuendo.
Uh-oh. Would you feel more comfortable dating a black guy who acts like a white guy or a white guy who acts like a black guy?
Oh my gosh, definitely a black guy that acts like a white guy.
I would not date a white guy that acts like a black guy.
No, a white guy acting like a black guy doesn't work. Because white guys that act like black guys are kind of tools, I feel like.
A black guy that acts like a white guy?
It's good. Classy. Good stuff.
Every white person has an impression of a black person.
Gentlemen, how you doing? We're doing right here. How about you?
Bam, bam.
Ba-da-bam, ba-da-bam.
Just the four snaps in Z formation. Security? Security.
We're on the lead.
Well, how you be doing today? It's good to see. Okay. I don't know. She's like, hey, girl, what you doing over there? Hey.
Okay, family. That was a clip.
Excuse me, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The family want to know, what was the name of that clip? Everybody said they want to share that clip. What was the name of that clip? They want to know if we posted to Facebook.
I'm going to go back and find the title.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay, you know what? I do one better. Let me see. Go to Culture Freedom Radio, freewebs.com. It's the, let me see
if we can find it.
Oh, okay, or just, we got the video in there on the page, but it's BYU student video. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could do the link for them. BYU student video shows Black History Month ignorance.
Yes, sir.
That's the title.
All right, family. I get it up in there, family, in just a second.
Okay. I think I got the...
Is it in the video section?
No, it's in the news and current events.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's like the eighth article or something.
I got you.
And we're going to go into another clip. I can't believe that these fools were talking about Will Smith, Tupac, and somebody said Samuel Jackson. Ridiculous, man.
Retarded motherfucker.
And some of these people, there's some black people in this video too now. So Black History Month is irrelevant. Now let's listen to it's only 8 seconds. Let me play this right quick. Fraternity mocking Black History Month.
Tonight, some SoCal fraternities are in hot water over a party mocking Black History Month. Its name, Compton Cookout, and a threat got...
Oh, I don't have it all. That's another one. Compton Cookout. Fraternity mock Black History Month, and they got a cookout. Now, these little fraternities are in on it as well. Did you find it?
Yeah, I see it. I'm on a different computer. I'm trying to send it to Facebook so I can get it.
Anybody got anything to call in and chime in on this thing here? Because, man, this is ridiculous, man. You see the ignorance that exists and the dumbing down of people. And our own people, for that matter. You know, especially in the conscious community, because when you think you got a little knowledge, or you on a hiatus, and you don't want to hear nothing else. You know, whatever knowledge you've been getting, that's written in stone, and that's it. Okay. Now, you hear about this one, Sam Ray. The teacher resigns over slavery math lesson.
Yeah, I heard that crazy.
You heard about that?
Yes, sir.
It was like, he was some of the lesson. This is third grade students being assigned math homework with word problems about slavery. One of the problems read, each tree has 56 oranges. If 8 slaves picked them equally, then how much would each slave pick? Another one, was, if Frederick Douglass got 2 beatings each day, how many beatings did he get in 1 week?
Damn.
Come on, man. If that ain't degrading, psychologically degrading, I don't know what is.
Yes, sir. But,
that's on the level, you know. Yes. And these are people who Martin Luther King said we need to befriend.
Yes, sir.
Martin Luther King said, cut off all your economic potential and your financial success and join hands with these fools who don't even like you. Why would you? Okay, Sumray, you've been trying to holler at this female, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nationality is not an issue. Okay? But she don't like you. For some apparent reason, she just don't like you. Are you going to continue to gain her acceptance of you? Or are you going to move on?
Well, get the hell
on. Move on, right?
Yes, sir.
Color not included. She could be whatever color you want her to be. She could be black, too. But if she don't like you, she just don't like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why put all your focus on trying to get somebody to like you? And accept you. Why do we have to accept the fact that white people should embrace us? It shouldn't really fucking matter. I don't give a fuck what white people think about me. You know what I mean? Why do we have to give a fuck what people think about us? What does this psychological strain in the brain stem from? Stockholm Syndrome? You know, a lady died recently for perming her hair, bro. Straightening her hair. The lie in the hair killed her. See how assimilating will get you killed?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Get you fucked up.
Booty injections. And all that. That's what the European do. Black women doing it. Now why would you have to do something that you already built, but why you want the extra?
Yes, sir. Go get this shit.
You end up getting sick and getting a disease and doing your body some harm over some foolishness. It's ridiculous. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people don't take our history serious. You know, like on that video, see how they were just laughing and like it don't make a goddamn difference to them one way or another about black history. Like I said earlier this week on this show, black history is not just secluded to American history. Black history is, goddamn it, world history. Black history is universal history. Our history, it started everybody else's history, to be honest with you. It's the origins of everybody else's history. Goddamn it, that's why everybody take and they study what we have done and what we do now, today, to this very day, to this very moment. They study our every actions, our every move, everything. They study the way the black man thinks, the way he walks. That's why you hear the thing you say they get when they was asking about, would you have a brother have a white man who act like a black man? That's how you got even they call wickers out here now. Wiggers, my bad. I said wickers. Wiggers out here. White men trying to act black. You got damn people like what's that fool? I can't stand his goddamn guts. Eminem, who they portray as the new hip-hop king. But he wouldn't know nothing about hip-hop if the black man wouldn't have started it. He had to sit back and study our history. Kool Herc, all of them brothers. African Boombada, all of those brothers who started all of this hip-hop culture, now who got all these white boys want to be in a position of us.
You remember Third Base?
Third Base. All of them. They was dropping history on one track, brother, where they was talking about how the white man lied. Third Base dropped it. I'm going to have to find that clip and play that one day. He was on there dropping about how the white man came out of the caves and hillside. There was a white boy who said this. One of the rappers on Third Base who was dropping it in his rap. But anyway, like, now we see how hip-hop was created. Through the history from all our brothers, we know the history of hip-hop. It was created by our brothers. Now, look in the damn studios, in the production studios, who are making all the hip-hop tracks for your brothers that's out here today? 50 Cent, all of these brothers. Who making the hip-hop tracks? Who are in the studios engineering this music that our children are listening to now? White people or the European, whatever the hell you want to call them, they're in the studios producing your hip-hop music you got today. Not just only secluded to hip-hop, but all of your so-called R&B music that you got today. We are not even producing our own music today. That's why we say that music don't have soul like it used to. No, James Brown talked about having soul, brother. I'm black and I'm proud. That's why we don't have those messages in the music no more, as the OJ said. That's a message in the music. That's why we don't have that anymore, because we're not running our own music. Stuff that we created, we're not even behind that anymore. Only thing you see the black face on the album covers. And you see them on the videos, but behind the scene, the people who are writing their music, you got even white boys writing damn R&B songs today. Shit that Mary J. Blige and all of these brothers and sisters are singing. Nicki Minaj is. White people writing a lot of their goddamn songs that they're singing. That's why real brothers and sisters who know what real music is all about, that's why we can't feel that. That's why we can't vibe off of that. That's why we get a negative vibe. We can't pat our feet to that. We can't clap our hands, stomp our toes to that bull crap, because we know that's not real music. It's not being produced by us. So it ain't got that soul to make me want to get up and say, oh, yeah, that's my jam. It ain't got that drive to make me want to turn that music up. Holler, oh, man, turn that up. I got to play that. I got to bump this. It ain't got that vibe no more. That's why our babies, that's why they're getting off track. That's why they're doing what they're doing, because our enemy is controlling our moves. He's controlling your moves in the music. He's controlling your program. Atlanta Housewives. Black women don't really, well, some of them nowadays. Like I said, making our beautiful sisters, man, like on Atlanta Housewives, portraying to the whole world like black women, when they get together, they act like damn fools. Like black women can't really get along with each other. They get so materialistic and they arguing over their petty shit. Look how they portraying our people, man, on these reality shows. And we do this stuff all for so-called getting material gain. It ain't just all about fame and fortune. That goes along with that. The Braxtons. Look at it. We all know it about Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton was laid back. But look at her young sister. What's her name? Tamar. If anybody know about that show, The Braxton. Look how she's acting. She got a husband, man, who is a well-known music producer. But she got to get on a damn show and act a damn natural-born fool, as the elders say. A natural-born fool showing her natural black ass on TV. And other people look at this and laugh at us, man. They laugh at us and say, look at them niggas. See, there, I knew they wasn't done but damn fools. And sometimes we fall into the category about how Webster defined us, defined being black in the dictionary. They said it's filthy, evil, wicked. So sometimes we're falling into the mindset we are playing out, we're living out that definition that Webster put in the dictionary. instead of just defining ourselves, really looking at ourselves, looking at our history, learning our culture, learning our history, we keep going back, because this is your so-called Black History Month, which we don't really need a 28 days. We need this damn thing all year round, but we do need to highlight a certain period. Like you said, it's the Jews highlight their days of Holocaust. When they take children out of school for these damn so-called President's Day, Columbus Day, to highlight European days, talk about when the pilgrims came over here, and we want to celebrate, give you a whole day off, and with pay now, so you can celebrate how the pilgrims came over here and robbed and killed the Indians, and then they want to call it Thanksgiving. What kind of thanks I'm gonna give you, fool, for killing somebody? If I was in a court of law, I'd give you murder. I'd give you life in the penitentiary for killing some people. Man, that was the first damn act of what they call that capital punishment. That's capital murder. You came over here and killed all those Indians, tricked them. They even taught your ass how to even make popcorn with the corn. But they gave you something that's nice, an herb, a corn, taught you how to make a good meal out of it. But you do what you do in your devilishment. You take the damn corn and make a damn pipe out of it. So smoke your damn tobacco out of it. And taking it something that really was naturally used for as something as substance. See how your mindset is, white folks? I'm trying to teach no racism, but Black people can't be racist. But we try to bring awareness teaching. So when we heard that clip where they don't even know the brother was asking them about the history, like your brothers, they talking about Malcolm, they get name all screwed up and they laughing about it. Because it don't mean nothing to them. And one more thing, let me shut up on this one. But brother, when we were speaking, spoke about how Obama, even with that, we were saying how they look at it, he made it. Like you said, brother, he's even facing racism. Even as a man supposed to be in the highest office in the land, he's still being called a monkey, a coon, a shine, making mockery out of this man. It had been a straight white boy in that White House, man, that shit wouldn't be going down like that.
Got you white woman raising that finger in his face.
Yeah, you can't disrespect nobody like you can't disrespect the president like that, man. So that lets you see right there, man. They don't give a damn what position you have in this United Snakes of America. I use the word like college say United Snakes of America. They give a damn about you as a Black man and woman in this country. That's just straight up. That's real. Like we said, we keeping it real tonight, and it's 100% real. They don't give a damn. If they disrespect Obama, come on, man. I don't give a damn if some people say that they put him in the White House. It's still, again, this man is a brother. He's a dark-skinned, melanin-like Nubian brother. You can't disrespect that man. I don't give a fuck if he do say y'all, excuse me, elders. I don't give a damn y'all do say he working for the damn Illuminati. He's working for the New World Order. He's still a symbolic representative of every Black man and woman in this goddamn United States of America. Children, I said I'm going to shut up on this, but let me get real. Our babies, man, look, when I was growing up in school, we had the dream that they always talk about. You ask a child on career day, you might ask a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? A lot of children might say the doctor, lawyer. Then you have one child might say, I want to be the first Black president. There was a high esteem for a Black child to be the first Black president in this country. They didn't know about racism when I was growing up in an elementary school. I didn't know that in my mind. I didn't ever have that thing. So I'm thinking I want to be something great, because we looked at that was the highest position you can ever hold. Because we were taught about George Washington, all of these damn fools, President Kennedy being president. But never where we heard the history, we had a Black man. So we're like, yeah, that's what I want to be. I want to break the barrier. I want to be the first. So that gave our children, man, some great accomplishment, a great esteem when they seen President Barack Obama. Man said when on that night he was elected, and our children heard that a black man had finally made it to the top as being the president of the United States. He so-called fulfilled every Black man and woman's dream in America when they was growing up as a child, for that day when they was asking him, what do you want to be? That was a great accomplishment. Man, there were elders crying, man. There were elders filled with joy to see a black man made it, have actually made it. So the hell was saying about the Illuminati put him there. Just look at how it made us feel on that day when he took that inauguration. Man, I felt the goddamn greater comfort. Even though I might say in my mind, yeah, man, he's working for the Illuminati. That shit just went out of my mind that day. I tell no lie. We keeping it real tonight. That's the name of the show. We keeping it real. I'm going to tell y'all the damn truth. I had a tear in my damn eye. There was a greater joy for me also to see that. Because it was just like, man, can't nobody hold us down but us. Whatever we want to accomplish, we can do it. We can achieve whatever the hell we want to achieve. Like I said, that's my motto. Can't nobody hold you down but you. No matter what obstacles somebody put in your way, you goddamn it find a way to jump over them obstacles. I don't give a damn they put a roadblock. They put a damn the China wall in your way. You find a way to maneuver around that damn wall and get what you want out of life. That's just straight out the truth. This goddamn it, we keeping it real tonight, y'all. So when Obama got in there, y'all, that was a great accomplishment for us. So we have to really look at that. Don't disrespect this brother. So, because like I said, our babies are looking at him, man. Looking at this greatest accomplishment and said, I can do this. I can achieve whatever I want to. Because if he did it, damn it, I can do it also. So when they disrespect this man, calling him a monkey, a coon, a shine, and disrespecting him in the way they're doing, man, our babies are looking at this and they're damn. If they doing it to him, I know they can do this to us. So, damn, what do we have to do so I can't get disrespected like that? That's why we have to keep on fighting, y'all, to get this thing correct. It ain't about that we trying to teach racism. We trying to stop this shit, man, by being disrespected and just being acknowledged as a people, man, who just trying to live on this planet as a peaceful people. That's all we asking for. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead. I didn't want to cut you.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
I just want to add to the fact that, I'm losing my train of thought. Not negating, because I was emotional too, due to the election of Barack Obama. But we know too that Barack Obama ain't the first black president.
Yeah, we know that, bro. But see,
second, yeah, we already know that, but I just want to throw that in there. Second of all, holding the highest position in the land don't pay that cheddar. President don't get broke off like talking about. Another thing. Also, portraying his wife as angry black woman and making her somewhat of a nini psychologically, a reality show figure, iconish black woman. They got her doing jumping jacks and tug of rope and push-ups. Things of that nature. When have you ever seen the first lady stoop to things of that measure? Painting houses, doing construction work. When have you seen the lady, first lady do things of that nature? Now, I'm not knocking it. And, you know, she's in good shape. That's impressive. But look at what they're, look how they're projecting the first lady. You see, in history, the first lady deals with issues dealing with things that are going on within the economic structure, health issues, things of that nature. Whatever they're interested in, you know, the first lady gets involved in that. But they're more focused on her attributes physically and her personality more than what she has to offer to the table. You know, they don't want to know what's in her mind, how she thinks. You see what I'm saying? This is how I'm analyzing it. they want to look at her as like she could be the next Venus Williams or some shit like that. You know what I mean? She could be the next track star. The way she do them push-ups and do all the calisthenics. Come on, man. We more than just athletic, and you know that's in our nature. You know what I'm saying? They want to focus on physical attributes and strength, like slavery. You know what I'm saying? Now, that'd be a good wench for you, or a good buck for you, rather than how you think. Oh, Barack Obama, he could play basketball, he could sing, you get more media coverage on him playing football in, I think it was in Hawaii or what have you, on vacation, playing basketball and things of that nature than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's crazy, man. And as we go on and deal with issues that we suffer from, we need to understand that the aspect on the killing fields of how they've always wanted to knock our numbers down with Monsanto, with pollution, was tied to high blood pressure. They got us all across the board. You know, we eat bad, but we still here. You know what I'm saying? Even though we eat bad, we might live to 60, 65, maybe 70. We correct our eating, we might live to be 80, 90. But with this pollution and all that, and the stress involved and all that, just being black in society is a killer. Not to mention the fact of lack of education, the right education, which tends to end us up in institutions. Then we get to education in institutions, but we can't come out. You know, we tend to get more higher sentences, like that post you posted earlier in the week, than our white counterparts. I mean, everybody goes through life and makes mistakes. I ain't talking about killing somebody. That's a whole different story. The lightweight stuff, stealing, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. That's economical. You're doing that stuff to survive. There's some issues involved in that. You see? You didn't see not one NAACP or Al Sharpton or anybody speak upon what's taking place right now with us. Only the ones at the bottom hollering at the top of their lungs. Because they're getting fed. I'm going to go into this clip, Tariq. I mean, not Tariq.
Perfect.
Ray. Tariq Nasheed. He had he's talking about how he made the movie Hidden Colors and was interviewed on a black radio show. And how they just dissed him. I'll just play a short clip. I have some more probably next show or whatever if we tend to deal with this issue. But let's listen to this right quick. This Tariq Nasheed from
Mac. Oh, I didn't say that. Oh, I didn't say that. And when we were doing the interview, I just didn't have the time to search for the clips to play her saying certain things. But she did a lot of backpedaling. And she even did it on the radio station today when I did an interview with her. There was a lot of backpedaling she was doing. So it is what it is. You know, that's more reflective of what's going on with her. Didn't bother me because I know the truth, and you, the audience, you know the truth as well. There's one clip that I want to play very quickly. This is a clip from the first interview we did on her show, the whole controversial banter back and forth between me and her. And here's the comment she made about Tim Wise. And when I asked her about this conversation again, with the interview that we're doing today, she kind of denied saying certain things. But let me play the interview, a clip of it, very quickly, when she made a statement about listening to Tim Wise. Hold on.
Okay, but again, we have a choice in that and what we choose to spend our, where we choose to spend our money and what we choose to watch and buy, okay? So I'm just saying. Now, we can, and I love that you made this film. I just think that I know we have a goal. We have a vision for what we're doing, and when we're some of the things that we do, I think, work against us. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm still trying to figure out what's working against us. You haven't been specific about that, sister.
I think, well, that's because we've had this discussion for like 2 weeks, because I brought it up, and you obviously weren't listening, and that's why you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But I suggested that we stop with that we let other people. Namely, there's a lot of organizations out there that are fighting for racial justice. There's a lot of anti-racist advocates out there, and they're not black. They're not black. Have you ever heard of Tim Wise?
Yeah, I know Tim Wise.
Yeah.
I like Tim Wise's stuff. I'm very familiar with
Yeah.
him.
Yeah, so let him speak about that, because it's white people are going to listen to a white man saying, yeah, we are doing this, folks. Don't even try it. I'm white, too, and I know what we're doing. They're going to listen to him before they listen to us.
That we don't need a white daddy.
That's not what I'm saying. Yes, see, this is the problem with the black community. Yes. This is the problem with the black community.
Daddy's been wrong. I don't need a white daddy.
I'm sorry. You can have that attitude, Tariq. It's not going to. But they're not going to listen to you. You can go out there and say this, whatever you want. You can scream at the top of your lungs. Is it going to accomplish anything?
Yes, I can accomplish what I need to accomplish within my own community.
Okay, but what are you? So, what's your purpose for screaming that out to white people?
It ain't about...
But what is the purpose of doing that?
I'm not screaming anything out to
okay.
white folks. Keep saying that. That's something that you keep saying.
All right.
You keep making it about white folks. I have yet to say I'm screaming anything out to white folks. Not at all. This movie isn't about white folks. This is about us acknowledging our history, putting our history out there, teaching our kids, getting the information out there so we can become a strong unit, so we can build up the self-esteem of people who've been subjugated to misinformation about black folks.
And it doesn't have to be kept quiet. It could be put out there for everybody to see, but especially black folks to see.
That's one of the lists.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, BJ.
Okay. You're welcome.
Tariq, stay with me, okay?
Okay. So I just wanted y'all to hear that, because when I brought that up, a lot of that stuff in that banter right there, she kind of denied it. But I'm going to play the interview right now. So there's some very interesting things in this interview. And here it is right here on the Mac Lessons Radio Show, me and Wendy Wright. All right, this is Tariq Elite Nasheed, Mac Lessons Radio, and I have on the phone from WOL Radio in Washington, D.C., we have the controversial Miss Wendy Wright. How are you, Wendy?
I'm good. How are you, Tariq?
I'm good, Wendy. I'm good. So the interview we did last week, actually, on your show, it stirred up a lot of conversation.
It sure did.
Yes, it did. What type of responses have you been getting from people?
Well, from your fans, not very favorable, to say the least. They were quite vicious. I will say one thing. They love you, and that's a testament to you and their faith in you and what you do.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's a little thing because it's almost cult-like, because they didn't know the whole story, but they were ready to attack me. So you're a very powerful person.
I don't think it's cult-like. I think, you know, my listeners, they just like the truth. You know what I'm saying? And there was a lot of smoke screens you were throwing up, Wendy. So my listeners, my supporters are real big supporters of the truth, and they will back the truth. And if they see anything that seems a little deceptive, they kind of jump on that. Even your listeners were supporting me. I got a lot of support from people who listen to your show on a regular basis.
Because what there were two things going on, I think, and it's unfortunate that it got crowded together. Like, it'd be interesting that we just talk about your film, that's it, and then another conversation would be the other things that we were talking about.
Right.
You know, because I got a lot of support, actually, from your fans, too. They weren't willing to put it on the Facebook page because of how mean some of the people were being, so they sent it in emails, and, you know, whatever. I mean, do you really think they knew the whole truth, though?
Yeah.
I don't want to take it on that. You do? Yeah. They heard 5 minutes, and then they heard your side of it.
Well, a lot of people tuned in to it because I posted on Facebook that I'm going to be doing an interview on your show, and a lot of people got to hear it. And there are some people who actually taped the second half of my segment on your show, and they heard how everything went down. So they got to hear a lot. They got to hear you, and they got to hear and see what actually went down on your show.
All right.
And the thing is, what it looked like a sabotage job on your behalf, Wendy. It looked like you purposely had a preconceived notion to sabotage the film or to throw negative light on the film by using the Mac Lessons radio show. That looks like what you were trying to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Because if you go back and listen to the interview, where it changed, the tone changed when you were saying that when a black person puts our history out there, it's received as revolutionary and militant and all that.
Right.
And I was like, really? You really think so?
And you jumped on that. I mean, you really just jumped on that and made something out of it that really wasn't there. You turned that one statement into an anti-white thing. You kept trying to make it seem like I was being anti-white, and I never said that.
No, I don't. That's not. I think I said that maybe I was trying to wonder why they would take us just talking about history as militant. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of history books out there. They teach it in colleges. So I was saying
they
maybe
don't teach
it's the marketing.
It, they teach it.
You know, like,
let me pause you right there, Wendy, because you say they teach it in college, but they really don't. They teach slavery and civil rights in school and in college. They don't really teach real African history or the real history of people of color. You understand that?
I mean, I'm hearing you. Are you sure? Because
I'm
went
positive.
And looked on all the college, like not all, but a lot of them, just to see, because I work with college students at my other job, and they're so smart about African history.
They don't really
stuff
teach
that I didn't know.
A lot of people,
they
don't teach it in school. They teach slavery and civil rights. I would love to know which colleges you're talking about. Now, in the 90s, you had there was a conscious movement around black colleges. They brought a lot of people in, like Dr. Ben, Dr. John Henry Clark, Ivan Van Sertima. They would bring those people in. But that teetered off when the new millennium came. And so a lot of colleges don't really teach African history because a lot of colleges, they have their agenda as well. You understand that, right?
Right.
Right, because a lot of colleges are funded by white philanthropists. That's how black colleges, so to speak. I heard a gasp there, Wendy.
Yeah, because it's not you. It's like, I don't know that they're that smart. Like, amazing, by the way. It's so much information that people have to watch it more than once, number one, take
right.
notes, number two,
right.
and then go read further. I feel like, how are they that smart that they could do all those things as a collaborative effort to take us down? Because I know who we are.
Okay.
You are an example, Tariq. This is what bothers me. You were watching the History Channel.
Right.
And you said, I need to know something more. And what did you do? You got up off your butt, and you went and looked for it, and you found it.
Right.
And that is the example that we all have to follow. I am not a... I'm just not that... It's something that... It just, my spirit does not allow people to take away my freedom. I guess
right.
I'm a fighter.
And...
Okay, family. You heard how she's lying and don't want to accept the real fact of the matter. Summer, are you there?
Yes, sir, brother.
We need to continue teaching our history and our lineage. Stuff is coming out, and information coming out every day about us. Our history isn't limited to Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, Adam Clayton Powell, you see? All this builds self-esteem. Her point is why displaying this information is threatening white people. In her mindset, white people don't give a damn. They really don't. They don't give a shit. I mean, this is not some nomenclature conversation that gets carried on a day-to-day basis with white folks in the first goddamn place. So why are you upset? It ain't like I'm finna go up here and talk to my neighbor who is white about black history. No. For what? You see what I'm saying? It's all about self-esteem. And it's not something that you grab a hold to and hold it as a medal of honor, so to speak, and wear an S on your chest and not try to achieve nothing just so you can sit up and say, my forefathers did such and such. In actuality, is fuel for you to achieve what you want out of life. That's all it is. Because if I know somebody that's of my race that did something and accomplished something and went through the trials and tribulations that I'm going through now, and I can relate to what they went through, that maybe that'll give me some inspiration to keep on pushing. That's all it is. Because somebody else's accomplishments ain't going to do nothing for you, no matter what nationality they are. You're just reaping the benefits of their accomplishments. What are your accomplishments? And how do you fit in the scheme of things in the game that's being portrayed? It ain't about them. They did what they did. What you doing? You see? I mean, history within our people should inspire us to do more and take it on a higher level. That's all. Not to sit up here and quote them, try to be like them. You see what I'm saying? That's irrational. That's like a you kind of don't have no self-guidance. You see? You notice all the teachers in Scripture that came before you, they really didn't quote the so-called spiritual guides of the past. They may have touched on it, but their main focus was on what? Their own mindset and what they gave. According to so-called divine revelation given to God. Now, was they over here, you see Jesus over here propagating Moses and Abraham? Do you see that? No, you didn't see that. Do you see Socrates, who stole information, who went to our schools of thought, interpreted it? Did he mention us? That's what I'm getting to. People's interpretation. And a philosophy, living for themselves in that day and time. We got it all misconstrued, discombobulated. Because people going to think and say what they do based on situations, consequences, and agreements. And the more study you do, the more you find out. And sometimes it's just ridiculous. That's all it is. It's jargon. You live by somebody else's jargon, you are not living your life. Because you should be a free thinker. Your thinking pattern shouldn't be controlled, but it is. On many levels, which you have to analyze yourself. I can't tell you because I don't know how you think. But I'm giving you a template for analysis on the thought pattern. And what you've been fed. All knowledge ain't pure. Ain't nothing pure. Everything has to be digested. Language has to be digested. So our black history has to be digested. And we're going around wanting to try to reinvent the wheel, which has never been a success in the first place. The wheel is the wheel. The time that permits itself is the time. And while you making time, you worrying about other time. And you got people trying to squash time. And you see, thoughts and words affect the psyche. Maya Angelou talked about that, the words, how words are so important, and how words are living things. Where is that audio clip? And now she comes up contradicting herself years later, talking about do away with Black History Month. I think this is it right here somewhere.
CIUT Radio proudly celebrates African Heritage Month with this important moment in Black history.
I don't know how long I'll be gone, but I may go to Africa after that. Thomas, in an unexpectedly fast move, sat up straight. He said, "You got another nigga."
Dr. Maya Angelou is a remarkable Renaissance woman who is hailed as one of the great voices of contemporary literature. As a poet, educator, historian, best-selling author, actress, playwright, civil rights activist, producer, and director, she continues to travel the world spreading her legendary wisdom.
He knew I loathed that word and didn't allow its use in my home. Now each time he said nigger, he sharpened it and thrust it, rapier-like, into my body.
Maya Angelou was born in St. Louis, Missouri in 1928. When she was 8, she was raped by her mother's boyfriend. Angelou's uncle beat the man to death. Angelou, only a child, felt that her words were responsible for killing someone and became mute, choosing not to speak for 5 years. When she was 13, she ran away from home, living in a junkyard with other homeless youth. She later, as an adult, worked as a cook, dancer, and prostitute while supporting a son. Later, she became the editor of an Egyptian magazine following her relocation to Ghana. Angelou has taught at numerous universities, receiving numerous awards and honorary degrees, and speaks fluently 6 different languages despite never having received a college education.
The kitchen was clean, every glass dry, and the dishes put away. I sat with a cup of coffee at the kitchen table, controlling the opposing urges to walk without knocking into Guy's room, or grab my purse and haul out the front door, running to Tony's and a triple scotch on the rocks. Laughter from behind the door brought me back to reality. Guy had accepted Voos, which meant I was as good as married and on my way to live in Africa.
Find out more for yourself about the history of people of African descent and their contribution to world history all throughout African Heritage Month on CIUT 89.5 FM.
That wasn't the clip I was looking for, but anyway. Somebody, you got any thoughts?
No, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Good right now. Kelly. Black history. Yes, yeah, I do, damn.
Yes,
Maya Angelou.
Well, we are history. We're the children of the sun, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got one. I do got one thing I want to play right fast. I'm about to play my favorite clip, and because if we don't really teach our children, man, in a proper manner, and let them know about our true history, and not what somebody else is telling them, and not what BET is teaching them, CBS, and all these other crazy things. And listen to, crazy-ass people nowadays talking about we shouldn't learn our history. This is what's going to happen to them. They're going to get on the radio or TV saying stuff like this. One second.
No, I've often said that thank God for slavery because, you know, had not, then the blacks who were here would have been stuck in Africa. And you see how bad Africa, everybody and mama trying to get out of Africa and come to America. And so God has a way of looking out for folks, and he made it possible by way of slavery to get black folks into this country. But 100% American. Proud of it. I thank God that he saw fit for me to get here. Never mind that, you know, we were sold. I mean, my ancestor way back, way yonder when, were sold by Arabs and blacks to white folks and got us here. The white man came and brought us to the greatest country in the world. The ride over was pretty tough. But, you know, it's like riding on a crowded airplane and when you're not in first class. It's a tough ride. But you're happy when you get to your destination. And so the ride was tough over here. The pain for freedom was tough, you know, because in life, if you want to gain something, you got to lose something. No pain, no gain. So it was a tough. The pain was tough, all for the sake of freedom. So I thank God that he got me here and to show my appreciation to the blacks who suffered as a result of coming here and the Arabs and blacks who sold us to the white man for going there and getting us and bringing us here. I want to say thanks.
See there. If we don't learn our history and teach our children correct, our children will be saying retarded stuff like that. There was a Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. They will be saying stuff just like that. And that's what people want us to be propagating and saying by not educating our people properly in the right perspective. Man, he thank the whites, the Arabs, and everybody else for bringing us here. Damn. And our history tell us that we were living comfortable as kings and so-called queens, as royalty now in our other countries. We had civilization in Africa. You know, hell, we was already, but the history tells it too, that the blacks were already here before Columbus. See, that's another part of our history they don't really go into. They tell us that we didn't come to America until slavery. They said blacks wasn't over here until slavery. That's another myth. That's another lie that's being told that we've never been told in our history books. So, you know, we were already here. Man, black, whatever goddamn it, whatever everybody else's went, black people were already there. Man, we were everywhere. We were like roaches, goddammit. We were everywhere. We was under the rug. We was under the damn trees. You name it, rainforest. We had melanized beings everywhere. So there was no place that they couldn't go that we weren't already there. But our history tells us, man, that like I said, hey, we only came over here over 500 some years ago through slavery. And then through the whole slavery process, all black men and women that was in America wasn't slaves. That's another myth. You know, I know a lot of people don't deal with the Morris Doctrine, not Morris Science Temple, but just the Morris Doctrine. Now, they do tell the true history of that, how you did have a lot of brothers and sisters that was already over here was free. Now, the thing, I don't know if y'all, how much y'all know about Benjamin Banneker, the brother who actually helped design the White House or even build the White House. Jesse Lee Peterson, I agree with you on that, King Gig. He need to be hung. His ass need to be beaten, hung, stomped on, and every damn thing else. We need to feed him to the damn white folk. But, the history of Benjamin Banneker. Learn the history of Benjamin Banneker, a free man, or more, wasn't a slave. So our history run deep. And like I said, Brother Eric was saying earlier about the first president. You know, they teach that that according to the history, John Hanson, was just, he was the first president. Well, not just, he was one of many first presidents. But the story, how the story actually goes is, see, this is the trick they catch us with as Barack Obama being the first president of, first black president of the United States. And in a sense, that is true. Because you have to look at the word terminology. at first, Brother John Hanson, he was considered to be the first president when it was actually United States. It was called the Union of Confederacy at one time. So he was the president, and at that time, they only served like 1 year in office, and he only did serve 1 year in office, according to the history. But it was called the Union of Confederacy. Get your Constitution books. If you got a Constitution book, get your book and read on it. But anyway, like I said, and when later on, as the history goes, and it was changed when all the states actually came together and they changed it to the United States of America, this is when George Washington became, this is how he became the first president of the United States of America. So according to that word, by using that word terminology, yes, George Washington was the first president of the United States of America, but he wasn't the first president. See, this is how that story goes, and this is how they catch us. So we can say Barack Obama is the first president of the United States of America. But like I said, get your books. It is all written. It is all documented. Just go into your books. It's all there. You know, it's not going to take that much research to go in there and dig that out. It's all right there. You just look into your old Constitution books or the Constitutional Law, and it's written right there talking about the Union of Confederacy and so forth. But, okay, I got it right here. Talking about John Hanson. It says and this is a book right there actually entitled What They Never Taught You in the History Books by Indus Kemet Kush, as I was reading last week. It says George Washington was not the first president of the United States. It says he was the ninth president. The real first president of the United States or president was John Hanson, who understood the importance of war and was considered it. He served as president from 1781 to 1782. Like I said, he only served 1 year at that time. In fact, he sent 800 pounds of sterling silver by his brother Samuel Hanson to George Washington to provide the troops with shoes. The shoes, George Washington, at that time, like I said, he was just a general in the army. And they said George Hanson sent 800 pounds of sterling silver by his brother Samuel Hanson, so George Washington were able to buy the damn troops some shoes. And this is one thing that's going to read a little bit more. It said they tried so hard to cover the truish Moorish identity of John Hanson because of his great accomplishment as a leader. Since the Euro-Americans have their roots in England, it must have been very hard to accept the fact that the true father and founders of the United States of America was Moors. Actually, mean, you know, they say Moors mean black, you know, whatever the word terminology they use. John Hanson was described as a man of action with great organization ability. He organized two riflemen group that were the first to join General George Washington during the Revolutionary War. He also appointed George Washington as general. John Hanson was the assemblyman of the Charles County in Maryland and was chairman of the Frederick County on two committees. The committees of observation and the committee of correspondence. See, there's a lot of history, man. But like I said, y'all need to check this book out, What They Never Taught You in History Class by Indus Kemet Kush. That is the first name, Indus, I-N-D-U-S. The second letter, second name, Khamit, and Kush is Kush. That's What They Never Taught You in History Class. This is I only have volume one. Very powerful book, going into some very powerful history, and has a lot of great references that you can use to further do research. But that's one thing about John Hanson. And like I said, there's some history that they do not want us to know about. So, it's like I said, you know, history classes go. I mean, our children need to learn a lot of these things. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with them, you know, learning this American history and all of this stuff. But they have to know our history, our story. Our story is very important. When a situation goes on, you have a car accident, there's two sides to the story. A lot of times it says two sides to the police come out. He's going to ask you what happened. What's your side of the story? And he's going to ask the other person, what's your side of the story? And a lot of times both of y'all come up with different versions of what happened. If this person was in the wrong, yeah, all in there, he's going to lie on you and say, yeah, he ran out in front of me and he hit me first. He caused the accident. So we have to get down. That's why in the police, too, they have to send their investigators to find the truth. So what we have to do as a people who have been in this country and have been lost about true history, we have to investigate. That's why I love it's a lot of great shows right here on Blog Talk that does, man, they do great works in a lot of different fields. A lot of brothers just deal with the comedic history. A lot of brothers just deal with the Moorish history. A lot of brothers and sisters, not just brothers, but a lot of brothers and sisters deal with the African spirituality. We on this show, as African people right here on Blog Talk, Black People on Blog Talk, we deal with various things dealing with our history, trying to find knowledge of ourselves. And a lot of times it get real controversial because, you know, our history has been so scrambled here in America. When it get lost and tied up and twisted up as it has, sometimes trying to untangle a knot, you get it even twisted up trying to untangle a lot of things sometimes. So that's why a lot of times you see that on a lot of these shows, our brothers and sisters get into heavy debates over our history. Because we trying to find so desperately to find out exactly who and what we are and what we did in history so we can get back on that right path and get ourselves on the right road. And, you know, so, hey, it's hard sometimes, man. You know, it get frustrating. So, you know, we're going to have to keep on researching, you know. And that's why you see the Europeans, man, they over there. In certain countries, they always digging, man, trying to find. And I said one thing. I was joking to one of my coworkers one day, and I was like, I said, man, there's one thing about these European and Caucasians and white people, man. I said, they are some curious ass people. They always want to know something. I said, man, really, it's a good damn thing for them. I said, because you know one thing. I said, too many brothers, we ain't gonna go down in no damn cave all underground. You know, they got like caves that they go thousands of feet in the ground. Man, white people want to know. They so goddamn crazy. Well, I wonder what this do. I wonder how this works. I wonder what this is all about. You know, like Crocodile Hunter. You know the Crocodile Hunter, Steve Irvin, whatever his damn name. They got killed. They're curious because they always trying to find out how did this come about? How did that happen? How did this happen? So it's what we have to do. We got to get curious about our history, man, and our knowledge about self. How do we even fall from our grace as a people? We gotta learn that too. How did we even fall? So if we learn how do we fail from grace and got caught up in this madness that we are in, we know how to get our shit back together and get out of this situation. So that's what we're allowed to do, man. We trying to find out, man. That's all it is. We just in search of ourselves. And our history is very important. Like I said, Black history is not only, I'm going to say it one more damn time, and I got to keep on iterating it. Man, Black history is not just excluded to American history, as Morgan Freeman and Maya Angelou want to say. It's not just based here in America, even though you're in America. Black history is fucking world history, universal history, history. It goes ways beyond this damn planet. It goes, man, shit, way beyond whatever I can even imagine. So we can't limit ourselves when we're talking about Black History Month. God damn it, we got to take it way beyond just a goddamn America. We got to take it on way beyond Martin Luther King and all of them, you know, those brothers and sisters. They did some things now. But we got to take it way beyond that. Let's dig and go, shit, God damn it, to the origins of our history. We can find it. Let's talk about when the first Black man even walked the goddamn planet if we have to. That's real Black history. So, I'm finished on that note. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. I was just saying. You're right, bro. It's something we just got to embrace and keep a hold to.
Damn.
Somebody got to do it. Hell. And we ain't got time to waste with people who want to simulate and get the acceptance of others. Why live your life for someone to like you or accept you? Why do you live for acceptance? Were you groomed to be in acceptance of others? What is that about? When you can't freely speak your mind due to contracts, due to what might hurt somebody else's feelings, and you don't want to deal with realism? Come on, man.
This is Ford Truck Month. It's time to join this.
It needs a timeout for that. You know, when do we have to play with this thing here? What is. You know, our history. Everybody else promote their history. There's a plethora of movies with everybody else's history, but none of ours. It's even in the video gaming industry when it goes to the Caucasian history. One game comes to mind, Civilization. When Napoleon conquers different people. You got video games depicting Europeans and their history. You don't have no video game depicting your history. Or no movies. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, this is what we're getting at. Then, how important it is to understand. Hold on for a minute. Go in the house. I'll give you one later. Important to understand yourself and history. And your place in history while you making history. You see? It's like a vitamin that you take every day. It gives you energy. Now, our history is painful. It has its great moments, bad moments. Travesty. Because, you know, when you study your history, you get a lot of emotional things out of that when you study that. But it's all psychological, because you're dealing with stuff on a day-to-day basis, and you're trying to put all this together. See, along with studying your history, you need to study psychology and how people think. You see, from a black perspective, black psychologists, you need to study several of them, and white psychologists. You see? Because you're a doctor within yourself. You weren't created to be on the planet to be dictated to, first and foremost, by no teacher, no doctor, no scientist. You've been derelict and lazy in your own self-analysis. You never did need that. You see? You don't need a doctor. You're your own doctor. You need to learn yourself. Learn your body. Learn your history. You need to know everything about science, nature, and the pursuit of happiness and life in general. But you give other people the platform to dictate to you. And that's where you lose. You see? These same individuals have to deal with the same stuff you deal with. So why rely on a criteria and give that a basis of your understanding of your own self? That's why we fall short. On any level, whether it be religion, politics, philosophy, life, marriage, relationships, we always look for the one in Mr. Know-It-All. Huh, somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who wrote a book and went to college. Who read some books by somebody. But you could have read and gave your own analysis and criteria. And you embrace that and embellish that and take it as, you know, the Word of God or the Bible. Come on, man. Anybody that speaks anything that you hear had to read it in a book or go study it. So the quest for knowledge is this. People are on a journey for the quest of knowledge, express their ideals based upon how they perceive it and give it to you. You digest it for what it's worth. And some of us live by other people's research. Where's your research? When we talk about doctrine and religion and God. If you don't study for yourself, you're going to be a lost individual. Why should you listen to anybody for that matter? To give you some information and not study for yourself, you're a fool. Information is supposed to be processed, understood, put into the format of analyzation. Not just because it sounds good. Not because it feels good, because that's emotion. Information is just information. Study black history, you find there's a lot of information in Black history. A lot of people were wrong in their decision making. You come to that conclusion. Come to the conclusion that Martin Luther King wasn't exactly 100 with his philosophy that he took from Gandhi, who hated black people in the first place, who was an Indian. His philosophy didn't have nothing to do with African descent. So these things we need to deal with. And Summer, you got anything you want to say before we close out? I see you telling me we got 1 minute left.
Well, we already stopped streaming now, so we good. We good.
Okay. Well, you got anything else you want to add to the show?
No, I'll just say, man, like I said, appreciate everybody for stopping through, man. There's been another show, man. We just had to keep it real. Like I said, we're just keeping it 100, man. Like I said, man, that's how we got to do it, y'all. We got to keep it 100. We got to, like I said, don't let other people dictate our mission, our course in this life. We have to set our own course. Quit letting people take us off of our path. We all have our individual path that we must travel, and we also have a path that we must try to work together and collectively to try to make sure our history, our legacy, continue to be written in stones, as the ancient Kemites did. They left a legacy written in stone, and people are trying to erase that to this very day also. So y'all, let's keep up our legacy so we can't be ridden away off this planet Earth, because our history, our life is great. We are a powerful people. We are a great people. And that's why everyone other than us, even sometimes ourselves, are trying to get rid of our history, because they know the power and they know who we are. It's time that we stand up and recognize how powerful and great we are as a people. So that's my piece for tonight, y'all. Much love. And I love everybody, man. I love y'all, family. Let's keep up the good work. We're doing some positive things. We have made it a long way, y'all. And we still fight. That's my piece.
All right, bro. And I'd just like to add to the family, new listeners, join Culture Freedom Radio. Get access to the free ebooks that you can download on your tablets, your smartphones, for free. Hard to find books, articles, documentation that help you enhance your study. Until we chat with you again and keep it 100, I'd like to say peace and love to you and yours. Peace. Culture Freedom Radio.